John, okay now, in relation to that, the groups of beings who were in the Tarim Basin, were they purely evolved or had they mixed with some of the other seedings that had also taken a place? Tom, that is correct. They were of Hova. John, they were purely of the Hovid, so they hadn't nomadically met with any of the other groups that were also seeded, as I understand it? Tom, that is correct. John, and Alta was one of the other civilizations that had seeded. Is that correct? Tom, that is correct. John, you once mentioned the small people and I never understood what that meant. Was that referring to the people who were seeded by Hova? Were they smaller? Tom, we speak that humankind, when they landed, were smaller. Those who came were giants compared to those that existed on planet Earth. Andrew, going back to those early periods of mingling and hybridization, we understand from our science on Earth that a major phase of the Ice Ages ended around the time of the original landing of 32,400. What can you tell us about that? Was it actually ending or was it still in existence? Tom, it was already over. Andrew, was Ixu at that time a fertile green area, not desert? Tom, it had not become sprung, but it was swarming. Andrew, the area was still cool, relatively? Tom, that is truth. It was not lush, but browns and reds. John, I'd like to ask about what we know as the Adam and Eve story. We discussed this and came to a consensus. That first a space being called the Hawk came to prepare, then another came with a mandate, not to engage in physical intercourse with the females here, until the time was right the temptation then came. Is this correct? Tom, the first being came to give knowledge to the natives that existed upon Earth, about plants and animals. Then the second space being came, and he had great sadness for he saw the mating of the natives and the animals of planet Earth. His sadness was not for the mating but for not having a companion to communicate with. So then one was given to him to communicate with. At that time it was asked that he not become involved in the ways of the planet Earth, for at the level to which he was evolved, it would have been disastrous for him to become involved in physical mating without adapting, without his body adjusting to a new equilibrium. So he was asked to refrain from this, to adapt him to pressures within his body, and for him to understand the functions that would come within his body, and also, as an example to those that existed, so that mating would be utilized only for the highest purpose. Then the one that fell came upon him and his woman companion, and placed within him a sense of the true knowledge which gave him the desire to be equal to God. The tragedy of this is that he came originally from the Creator and forgot this. So there was no need to attempt to be equal to God. But while on earth he found the need for this. John, I would just like to understand about the one that fell in this context. Tom, it was the archangel of whom you know, we wish not to use the name. In your Adam and Eve story he was the serpent. You see it was never meant to be of two sides. It was all meant to be in equality. John, do you mean the male and female or negative and positive? Tom, negative and positive. Irene, when Adam and Eve chose not to understand the definition of obedience, which was part of the dialogue in paradise between you and them, and when they saw the truth of what obedience meant, and turned away from the responsibility of that, then humankind was set forth on a path where we had to define good and evil for ourselves in the context of bondage. Tom, that is correct. Irene, in the time before the fall is where the purity lies within humanity. It is on that purity that the transformation of the modern world will take place? Tom, that is correct. This modern world is the result of that contamination, and therefore transformation would be the result of non-contamination. Irene, yes. And that's why reality is changing in our modern times, and the process now is the piercing of that veil, because all reality does is continue to mirror where we were since the fall? Tom, that is correct. It is the illusion that you humans are equal or superior to the Creator and creation, and the reality you take to be real is illusion. Irene, so, what is necessary now is the establishing of a philosophical construct of Eden, so that everything else will have its proper order. Tom, so it becomes a waterfall of purity. Irene, well, that's great. Israel. Let's go do it. Tom, it will be. It is now in motion, but there are also those who will seek to disturb this. Know who you are, trust yourself, trust us, and know it will be done, and continuously view your motive in order to keep yourself in alignment with your highest purpose. And that is what is necessary upon planet Earth, for you know of the contamination on the planet Earth, and the way that people may then attempt to misconstrue this forwardness and dawning of paradise. Irene, are you willing to say anything about the identity of Eve or her symbolic identity? Tom, we will not at this point. As you know, Eve became identified with the notion of original sin. And Eve, the feminine, was buried, and the male aspect consumed Earth. Because it was out of balance in its consumption, and because it wished for the punishment of the male aspect felt that the female had brought disaster upon the Earth, when in truth the male never accepted responsibility for its own choosing. Now it is time for that responsibility to be taken. In those times, Adam and Eve had complete harmony and balance with nature. They had understanding of the rights of nature and of each issue within nature, and the communication with not only animals and flora, but also with rocks, soil, water and wind, and the moon and the sun and all. In the present day, the time of the female, the essence of Eve is coming to the fore, and what must be done is the complete merging of male and female. Not for the male to attempt to bind the female, and not for the female to attempt to suppress the male, but to work in complete joy, in harmony and unity, as two pillars that are holding up the world, separate but together. Yes. Steve, considering the question of balance of the positive and negative in Earth history, has there ever been a time when an excess of the positive has been the problem? Tom, yes. I should relate to you the time. There was such a state of positivity, when all the birds sang, and all the animals loved, and all the flowers bloomed, and that was during the period of Adam and Eve, the period of Exodus. That was a time of paradise, but also a time when the nature of the positive was out of balance. It was our error. Steve, so there had to be an introduction of the negative in order to promote further evolution? Tom, in a form of speaking, yes. We had not anticipated the results of a desire. When humanity has no challenge for growth then they can dissipate energy. Steve, how did the mythology of paradise and the Garden of Eden arise? Tom, Earth is the most beautiful of all that exists in the universe. It has variety that no other planet has. It has a varied climate that no other planet has. In truth, if the souls on Earth were of the highest evolution it would be considered a paradise. This planet Earth may be a paradise when the density is removed. But when we say that, we speak of a paradise of creativity, a paradise that brings knowledge, a paradise that brings joy and love, a paradise in which humans may heal themselves or may experience, if they so wish, pain. But it is not a paradise where all challenge will be removed, all growth will be removed, all pain will be removed. It will be a paradise that humans can create, through their own evolution, their own understanding of their connection with the universe, and their accepting of responsibility for themselves, for their fellows, for planet Earth. All will be brought into perfection. 11. The Altian Venture, Atlantis. Many of our ideas about Atlantis might be changed by the transmissions that follow. As noted before, a few hundred years here or there does not make a lot of difference to the nine. All the dates are as they appeared in the original transmissions and BC has been used where it was said. Within this chapter the term Ultima is used, as it was in the early transmissions. When asked about Ultima by Andrew in the early 1970s Tom had replied that it was the name of a unit working in cooperation with them. The term Ultima later became Alta. Atlantis would seem to be deeply buried in our psyche to such an extent that people become quite heated and emotional when discussing it. There have been more books written about it than most other subjects in the world, and with the approach of the millennium no doubt the list will be added to. Among other things, perhaps Atlantis can provide us with clear reflection. Andrew, the next myths that we hear about are those about the Atlantean civilization. Did it exist and how long did it last? We have a beginning presumably just after the Exa period. Tom, We were waiting for when you would ask. I may explain, but briefly. Atlantis ended 11,000 years ago of your time and it began 32,000 years ago. What is called Atlantis was a colony which developed and with which we made contact. When I say we, I do not mean the Nine but other civilizations. These civilizations translated technology from their other colonies went out, taking the knowledge and technology with them. At that time, because of the gravitational pull, not all the technology was refined enough in order for it to be functional on this planet Earth. The time has now come when all this technology may be utilized. Andrew, yes, what did they call it themselves? I'd like to get the true name. Tom, they were in truth Altines. They were of the civilization of Ultima. Andrew, oh, they were Altimans. So that's why they were called Altines and this somehow became corrupted to Atlanteans. I see, thank you. John, was this about the time of what we call the Flood? Tom, it was before. John, was Atlantis in the area that we would now talk of as the area around the Bermuda Triangle? Tom, it went from the Greece to what you now call United States. John, oh, it was very large. Andrew, so there were multiple cities of this civilization? Tom, yes. The Mayan culture was one which was left over. It was a colony that lost contact and reverted. John, now, relating to that, there was a culture we call Mu or Lemuria in what we now call the Pacific Ocean. Was that before or after Atlantis? Tom, they were wanting the same. As you had an Egyptian culture and one in Ur, which were wanting the same. Andrew, what was the principal means of transport that the Atlanteans used to get around the face of the planet? Did they just move around by sailboat and ship or did they have aircraft? Tom, they had aircraft. They also could move in their body. Andrew, of great interest to me is the relationship between the remnants of the Atlantean culture, the high culture and the beginnings of the Egyptian. Tom, interrupts, Egypt was a colony that was very, we will use the term hardcore. Steve, so Atlantis was originally a Hooved colony, an extension of Ixu, and yet it became Altian in influence? Tom, originally, in the seeding upon planet Earth in Ixu, one colony went to what became Atlantis, and another was developed by Hova, through Abraham, and Ur in Canaan. Steve, there's a problem of dating the Atlantis period. The date of the end was, I gather, about 9000 BC. We have a beginning presumably after the start of the Ixu period. 32,000 BC. Tom, that was not the beginning of the civilization of Atlantis. The civilization of Atlantis was a seeding, similar to the genetic seeding involving Hova, Ixu and Abraham. The civilization of Atlantis was seeded by Alta over a time period. It was in existence in phases, for approximately 12 to 17,000 years, but not consistently. Guessed. That is a very long time in human history. I wonder if there were any important phases in the development of Atlantis that are important to know about? Tom, the land of Atlantis was developed by Alta, one of the major civilizations of the 24, which was technologically advanced in many areas. Those of Alta upgraded again and merged with those who had already been geneticized. As Atlantis expanded over an enormous land mass, and colonized on far reaches of planet Earth for they had the technological ability to do this. Difficulties developed. This was because of planet Earth with its beauty, variety and sense of feeling, because of their love and their technological expansion, and because they were attempting to bring planet Earth to its true fulfillment of paradise. They became involved in the emotional feeling state of physicalness, and became very involved in the creation of larger and more prominent mating organs. They also attempted, through their scientific knowledge and understanding, to genetically exchange creatures with soul beings on the planet Earth through transplanting. Do you know what we mean? Guest. No, not quite. Tom, you are a soul, are you not? So if we then placed your head on your cow, would that not be an exchange of a soul for a non-human soul body? Guest. Yes, I see. Tom, they were, because of their brilliance and knowledge, attempting to not merge with the thinking on the planet Earth, but they thought that by creating these creatures they would perhaps have the strength of the creature, or the creature could be serving them, or they could develop a means for more physical pleasure. And that was not the order of the day, as you would say. They also had realization that they had gone beyond the limits of their agreement. Andrew, what caused the disappearance of this Atlantean culture which spread from the Greece across to the Americas? Was it disease? Was it? Tom, it was brought about a great destruction. It was not Armageddon. It was not. It was the spreading of the colonies and the weakening of the civilizations, and it was a natural phenomenon. Andrew, it was what we would call the decay of a culture. Tom, yes. Andrew, and some of the remnants of that, I presume, were present in South America, North America, and so on? Tom, all over. John, this is a hypothetical question. If they had made better use of their resources, then the physical destruction of their culture might not have taken place. Is that so? Tom, you would like to believe that. What we are explaining to you is that the loss of it was due to a natural phenomenon, your oceans, your earthquakes. Remember that you live on a physical planet. Do you understand? John, well, we understand that there are repetitions of tremendous upheavals on the physical planet, and I imagine that was one of them. Tom, but your religions of the world would like to relate these upheavals to the gods. John, yes. Andrew, they speak of the floods, anyway. John, so, 11,000 years ago the religious story of the creation could be related to the flood of that period? Tom, yes. Guest, are the teachings of the Kahuna in Hawaii a leftover of the Altean knowledge? Tom, they are a mixture, and they are of the tribe of Kauan. Guest, the Altean period lasted 12,000 to 17,000 years. When did the Alteans' unusual technological development become problematic? Tom, in the last of its 1,000 years. Guest, so before that time this was quite a healthy civilization? Tom, it was not stagnant. It also took in what is termed today the colony of Mu. Guest, and the colony of Mu, where did these people originate from? Tom, Ashang. Guest, centered in what we now know as the Pacific Ocean? Tom, that is correct. John, during this period, I assume they had open contact with Alta? Tom, availability of craft in the sky. All was lost. Humanness started again, and out of that came Loan. Guest, when did the culture of Mu begin? Tom, it was approximately the same time as Atlantis. After the settlement of Atlantis and the developing of colonies and the treks outwards. You know that the peoples of the Philippines are descendants of Mu, as those who live on islands and music skirts. John, Polynesia? Guest, Bali? Tom, yes. Guest, and they eventually joined forces with the people of Alta and merged with them? Tom, they were from Alta, originally, seeded then by Ashon. Some of those in Atlantis were from Ashon. There were three seedings. Yes. Andrew, did the hawk have anything to do with Atlantis? Tom, in what you would call 11,000 BC there was a return, and the hawk and his people stayed all the time, and were different beings in the minds of the earth people. John, during this time, did the people of this Altean civilization have what we would regard as a normal birth? And go through a normal life cycle? Tom, no. Most cases of normal births are the beginning of lives where the person has come to learn. The births we are referring to were births of souls who came to serve. These are beings that know themselves and have a different intent within their core. When beings like this were recognized as a founder or as a god, as in the case of Horus in Egypt or E.A., Loan, in Ur, they were not birthed. Birth is for learning. When you are not birthed, you do not have the same emotions as physical people. John, could you describe the function of the hawk and his group in Atlantis? Tom, they were teachers, but they also mingled with the physicals. Andrew, where were they centered on Earth? At that time, Tom, the hawk lived in what you now call Crete. The other was in a different place, but they were in communication as they had vehicles with which to communicate, because they were leaders. John, They were not considered gods then?
Tom, yes, they were.
Another leader was centered close to where you now have Florida and Bahamas. That is a part that is no longer there. And the one who had succeeded the Hawk in Akasa was a leader in a place off the coast of your South America. There are some islands there, but not islands of consequence. It was a very large landmass, and there were seas that lay between these lands. Andrew, what was the Hawk known as in this Cretan period of 11,000 BC? And when did he leave?
Tom, I cannot find the name in our being's brain, but it would be like Hieronymus.
He did not leave. He continued until he became Horus, in Egypt, after the end of the Altian civilization.
Andrew, I see.
And that culture, I take it, disappeared when the so-called Atlantean culture disappeared?
Tom, it was swallowed.
There are remains, and there are remains of peoples who have forgotten, but who in fact worship in the same way as before. Do you understand why it was swallowed?
Andrew, no. We do not understand why.
Tom, would you like to know?
Andrew, yes, very much so.
Tom, as the leaders mingled, there were those who opposed that mingling. The Hawk and other leaders felt that they were powerful enough, such that if they did mingle, they could overcome this opposition. But what they did not know was that those that opposed had more powerful desire. Then the three leaders came together, and from that period they were in a weeping state, because of the great loss. Then they decided, in conjunction with us, to go and be the founders of Egypt. One of them went and founded her, and then later they came together again.
Andrew, I see.
The submergence or disappearance of the Atlantean culture, spread out as it was this an act of God or was it?
Tom, we are angry.
Andrew, you were angry? Were you angry with the leaders for their role in mismanaging the situation?
Tom, no.
It was our ignorance and not understanding the density of the planet Earth. It was more despair, really, than anger. We are more compassionate now.
Andrew, could you give us a small glimpse of the level of civilization attained by Atlanteans?
Tom, you in the civilization in which you live now have achieved but a part of what the Atlanteans developed.
Andrew, I see, so we thought we very primitive.
What was their outstanding achievement, as far as you know, in Atlantean civilization?
Tom, in the field of medicine, of a far superior nature than your medicine.
You are primitive in electronics, and they had all the knowledge of using the mind to move objects and themselves. If it had not been that below their waist they were always in trouble, then it would have been a fine civilization.
Andrew, I see.
And their medicine was not able to help them with that part of their problem?
Tom, they enjoyed it.
We have no objections to enjoyment. It is when it becomes all-consuming. And it became, would you really like to know the truth? We know not whether those upon your planet may handle it.
John, well, we can decide whether we should pass that on.
Tom, rather than using of the knowledge of medicine which they had, to improve their mentalities or their physicals, they used their knowledge to improve their sex organs.
Andrew, I see.
Are there any remnants of this species or breed on Earth? Or are they all?
Tom, they became a being but are no longer in existence as a being.
John, one thing about China, the system of medicine that they have there, acupuncture, is that a system of medicine that came from the Atlantean time?
Tom, it is primitive compared to the knowledge of Ultima, but it is more advanced than the knowledge of America.
In Atlantean medicine it was possible to replace even the true heart and the true brain. However, in your medicine you can, for example, replace an arm except that it does not have a true heart in it. Vital spark, at their time, all the vital organs could be replaced with no difficulty and without severe problems for the physical body. Also the organs that were transplanted were far superior to those that they were replacing.
Andrew, that's incredible.
If they had all this ability as you say, then they must have had a fairly long life. I mean they can extend life considerably, they?
Tom, that is, in effect, what their project was at that time.
Andrew,
What would be the life expectancy of somebody who had good medical care in the days of Alta? Tom, it could in truth go into a few thousands of your years. Andrew, and yet with that long life they did not somehow gain an overall wisdom? Tom, they were involved in transplanting. Andrew, yes, I see. Well, I guess all that knowledge can be regained someday. Tom, it is within the mind of the dolphin. The dolphin has the answer. Yes. This we say to you, it is important for humankind to understand the devastation brought about in times past when Altis existed upon planet Earth, and also why a great many people of that time have chosen to be in the form of a porpoise or a dolphin. And some, now upon this planet Earth, are here to inform humankind that they chose that form so that they cannot recreate those scientific experiments which have engendered the mythology that is known throughout humankind today. They have not eradicated their mating desire, do you understand? We do not wish it to be eradicated, but we wish it to be understood properly. At the time of the great anger and despair concerning what had been done in Atlantis, and concerning those that used the knowledge only for their own benefit, there were, at that time, colonies that were not of a destructive nature. Those in truth were not destroyed. But also, in the Atlantean culture, there were people that were not of the destructive nature of the majority, who were nevertheless in the particular areas where the land mass was destroyed, taking with it many people. They understood the necessity for the act, however. There are some of those people who now exist on planet Earth, who have chosen to be on this planet Earth, and they are of a species that have chosen to appear in a manner that does not conform to the physical of their previous existence. We were not sure that this choice of physical body would be of benefit to their future soul growth, but it was their wish, and in their intellect and understanding of their physical nature during their past experience, they felt that perhaps they could then be of service in a proper way. And so they now exist upon your planet in a different form than they had before. They are not acknowledged as a species of a human nature, yet let me tell you, they are more humane than any human on your planet. They are the species of dolphin. Andrew, I see. What about making contact with them? Tom, they are very sensitive to all consciousness work, but they are also guardians of the seas, and many that oppose the transformation of planet Earth live in the seas too. They observe and guard, and they also, when necessary, monitor other civilizations of the universe that approach planet Earth with questionable intent, and they attempt, because of their great strength of mind, to remove them. They are guardians. They are in service in a similar way that many of you humans are in service, and while their language is difficult for you, it is much better for us. The communication that we have is more in their normal range. Andrew. So, if we researched the language of dolphins, we would move closer to learning your own manner of communication? Tom, yes. And do you understand that those that live as dolphins chose that form because they would not be tempted with the physical? Andrew, well, I think they are very clever and very intelligent to choose that form and way of life, because they have less problems and complications than any humans on Earth, and probably more joy in living. And, as you say, they were in service. Tom, but it is difficult for them, because of their form and their thinking, to perform a true service without the link with humans. Andrew, well, perhaps we can provide that link. Tom, understanding the link between Atlantis, the dolphins and humans will release the knowing within humans of how they brought about their destruction in past times. Know this, at this current time, humans that existed in the time of Alta have come back to exist in this time also. Some who lived the life of the dolphin have now returned in uprightness without water. This will release that internal knowing and knowledge. This is of great importance, for when that connection is made and the truth rings out, an understanding illuminates. Yes. Steve, in one communication we were given to believe that the end was a natural cataclysm, and that it is foolish to attribute it to the gods. On another occasion we are given to understand that the end was as a result of our anger, and was in retribution. I can dot to you reconcile these two. Tom, the council has said to relate it in this manner. The Atlantean culture was created by the Altians for us. There was error in the way it was created. Alga created difficulty for the souls in Atlantis, in their experimentations, and also created difficulty with their knowledge in hydrogen technology.